In the last 4 minutes of chapter 2 of Proust's first book called Swan's Way, and at the beginning of chapter 3, perhaps the first 6 or 7 minutes, there is an extraordinary description in first person narration of the sensation that the narrator had when drinking a cup of tea and dunking, or having dunked for him, a small cake. I've never come across anything like it. I've heard of this extended section on the eating or the tasting of a little cake called a Madeleine. I've heard about that, but I've never read it from beginning to end. And any time I did read it, I just thought, oh my goodness, this is ever so detailed. And I never read it in context. But I've just listened to it this morning, and it gave me such a surprise to have well up within me the thought that Proust was describing the passage of nerves, I suppose, passage of whatever those little things that jump across synapses in the brain and that can go in one way or the other. Proust's writing is as if he's able to describe the labyrinthine route that was there to be remembered in his experience, in the sensations that he was trying to bring back to himself after the sensation had passed. He was elevated into paroxysms of joy, elated, surprisingly elated, and the experience was short-lived. And then he goes back trying to rediscover it. It is simply the most, perhaps, distinctive piece of prose that I can remember ever since in Joseph Conrad's book, The Secret Agent, one character pauses before deciding whether to murder another character by smashing him on the head, I think it was. That description of the thought process. But this is not the thought process that went through Proust's mind while he was experiencing the Madeleine dipped in tea. I think the tea was made of lime flowers. No, it wasn't that. It was the description of that Proust makes of the journey that he is making years later to bring back that wonderful experience. Oh, I do think it deserves to be spoken about. I don't think I'll ever forget it, but I think I have about 105 more pages, 105 more hours to listen to before I get to the end of the book, which is aptly called Remembrance of Things Past. Well, the book is now past. Or the sound of the reading is now past, so back to the studio.